Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will come to the third of four questions asked by the Lord of his disciples that he might bring them into a proper relationship with himself and to a proper sense of their duties. We will be reading in the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, if you would care to read along with us. This question today was asked by the Lord to Philip on the occasion of the feeding of the 5,000. Shall we read the account as it is recorded in John chapter 6? After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he knew what he would do. Our Lord, in asking these questions, does it that we might indeed realize our need of him. The first question on the first of this series was, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? He asked this of the Pharisees. They say unto him, the son of David. And he says, then why did David call him Lord? He said in Psalm 110, and that was David's psalm, the Lord said unto my Lord, his Messiah, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy foes thy footstool. Now how, if he's his Lord, could he be his son? You know, the Pharisees couldn't answer that question. But the answer was standing before them in the person of Christ. He was David's Lord, and he was David's son, God manifest in human flesh. And then the second question, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And this was asked of his disciples also, that we might have a proper sense of values. He asked the first question, that we might have a proper sense of our need of him, that we might have a proper regard for him, who he is, really is. And the question today, of course, is that we might have a proper sense of our own insufficiency and God's all-sufficiency. Now, the Lord asks this question. As a great teacher, he asks questions. There's something about a question that you can't dodge. You're on the spot, so to speak. And he puts indeed Philip on the spot. He says, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth. Now that's 200 days' wages. 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every man of them may eat a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among so many? Now Andrew came nearer to the solution of this problem when he says that there's a lad here with five barley loaves and two fishes. But it was really not sufficient to meet the need of all these people. They did not have the answer. Now the Lord had the answer. And he says to them, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above them that had eaten. Then those men which they had seen the miracle that Jesus did said, this is of a truth the prophet that should come into the world. Now our Lord Jesus Christ on this occasion met a need that the disciples could not meet. Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? They were nonplussed. Philip recognized that he could not meet the need. Andrew's suggestion fell far short of meeting their need, so the Lord made the provision. Now it's noticeable here that he made the people sit down on the grass. And the other accounts of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all speak of this feeding of the 5,000. It is the one great miracle that is recorded in all four of the Gospels, in practically the same order of events. Now, as indeed they were indeed sitting on that grass, the Lord made them sit there, and I wonder if some of them didn't think of what Isaiah wrote in the 40th chapter of his prophecy, and I wonder if some of them did not think of what John the Baptist had come to do to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. This was the message that God gave to John the Baptist when he told them that he was indeed going to send the Messiah and that John the Baptist would be his forerunner. We read in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 6, the voice said, "Cry," and he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness or the glory thereof is as the flower of the grass." The flower of the field, rather. "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Here is security, the word of God. The people are as grass. So the Lord wanted those people to identify themselves with the grass that they were like. Now they were sitting. Now they were absolutely not contributing. None of that great multitude of people was contributing one thing to what the Lord was going to do, except perhaps their good appetite. Now the Lord says, "Sit on the grass." You know, I think that's sufficient. We're just like that grass and all the glory of it. The sun comes out and we wither. This shows us of our need of God's salvation. We in this day and age think of ourselves as being so sufficient. Well, look what mankind has done. They have put men on the moon. They're even talking about sending men to Mars. The great accomplishments of mankind has given us pride in what we can accomplish. But we can't do a thing about our soul salvation. Make the men sit upon the grass. Let them identify themselves with the grass that withers, but the word of God endures forever. The best plans of mice and men go astray. Oh, we're so helpless, so weak. We need to see our dependence upon the Lord. Now, the Lord saw that the people were hungry, and as the good shepherd, he had pity upon them. We read in Mark's account of this same feeding of the 5,000 in verse 34 of the 6th chapter of Mark. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Now what the Lord taught them preceded what the Lord did in filling their stomachs. They had a greater need in their souls, and the Lord meets the first need first. He taught them from the word of God that never fails, never fades away, as we read there in Isaiah, "But the word of our God shall stand forever." He meets the needs of their souls. He tells them, I'm sure he does tell them, of their need of himself. And he shows that so remarkably to his disciples. And he fed them. And they were filled. Mark says they were filled. They did all eat and were filled. And we read that in John's account, which we have just concluded reading. Now, on this occasion, they were so impressed with his ability to feed them, and they were so happy about it, they wanted to make him king. We read in verse 15, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force," and make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Now why does the Lord do this? I thought he came to be their king. And now they want to make him king, and he goes and leaves them, that he might depart into a mountain himself alone. I'll tell you why he does it. He did not want to be their king on the basis that he filled their stomachs. He wanted to be their king on the basis that he filled their hearts. In this same chapter, the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ continues the theme of food. He says there in verse 30, "They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may eat and believe thee? What doest thou? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Now, he had just fed them 5,000, but they did not recognize the miracle that he did. But he did fill their stomachs, and they wanted to make him king. "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then they said unto him, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." Notice, please, what the Lord answers. And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now the Lord is not talking about physical hunger. He's talking about the hunger of the soul. Men and women in the world today are hungry. They're hungry for love. Christ can provide it. God can provide it. They're hungry for security. And Christ can give us that security. He purchased our salvation upon the cross of Calvary when he died for you and for me, for our sins, that we might have access to heaven, not by reason of what we do, but by reason of what he did on that cross for us. The Lord Jesus Christ, in a greater sense, is doing a greater miracle when he is offering himself as the bread of life, the satisfying portion of the human soul in the world today. Men are hungry, desperately hungry. They're looking for things to do, for things to satisfy their appetites, whether they're mental or physical. But oh, they should come to the Lord and realize that he loves them, that he died for them on the cross, and that the Word of God says their sins have been taken away. The Gospel repeats in 1 Corinthians 15 that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried and he rose the third day according to the Scriptures. Here is security. Will we believe it? Will we trust in Christ, the bread of life, and have the needs of our hearts met? Our Father, today, impress this lesson upon our hearts, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. Amen.